Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. This is your host, Elaine Klahanowitz, and if you're a mom, you've come to the right place for real talk, real help, and real fun. Today, I'm going to tell you about some really great resources that I found that helped me keep my cool when things are really going south with the kids. Unfortunately, I don't remember to do this all the time, but I guess that's, you know, the reality of life. But it's definitely helped me to do it more, and it's definitely helped me to think about my relationship with them a little bit differently in a healthy way. So I hope this helps you too. Stick around. Today I'm going to give you guys a little bit of information about a resource that's really been helpful to me. So a few years ago, I was struggling with one of the kids and I needed some advice really badly, and I just didn't seem like I was able to get it from anyone I knew. I just felt really overwhelmed with what was going on. And so I got online, I found a resource called The Total Transformation. So this was something that at the time you bought the CDs for it. It was a little bit pricey. And of course I was, you know, a young mom with a bunch of kids, so I got it cheap on eBay, which was awesome. And I started listening to the CDs and it just helped me tremendously. So I still actually own the CDs, but it's been so long since I listened to them, and I had a trouble like even finding a way to play them right these days. Everything's so digital. So I was again, you know, really struggling with another child, what to do. And so I thought, you know, they probably have some kind of online program. So I got online, and sure enough, they have a new program called Empowering Parents. It's $19 a month. And so I signed up for it. Just to let you know, I'm not an affiliate of this program. They don't know who I am, and I don't, you know, ever talk to them or anything. And maybe someday, if that's something they have, I would love to promote it, because I think it's a really awesome resource. But I started listening to the series that they have, and they have the Total Transformation is included in your subscription, but they have some other programs as well. And of course, at the time, I was actually dealing with just some real problems with disrespect and some really hard difficulties with how to deal with behavior. And so I was trying, like, scroll through and see what would be, you know, the most helpful right at that moment in my biggest pain point. And so I found a program that they have called Keeping Your Calm AM to PM. And in one of the first episodes, the doctor that does it, or she's a behavior specialist, she talked about how to keep your calm. And one of the biggest ways, and it was really interesting, was she said that as a family, like, we're just so connected. You know, we just are around each other all the time. And so one person's emotion spills into the whole family, and we just feed off each other. And of course, that can be a good thing, you know, because you want to, like, empathize or share each other's joys, that sort of thing. But it, you know, can go the other way too. You can get really frustrated and angry. And she said a lot of times what happens as parents is we project our emotions onto our kids. So for example, let's say you want your kid to get good grades, and what you do is you feel so strongly that you want them to have the same level of concern. That you do about what's going on. You know, you want them to care as much as you care about getting good grades. And so, you know, when they don't do their homework, you get angry, or when they are just slacking or not, you know, procrastinating, you get frustrated and you yell, or you beg, or you plead, or you cajole, or whatever. And what she's saying is that what you're doing, or what we're doing as parents, is we're just projecting those emotions onto our kids. And, you know, vice versa, if our kid is like, say, being, you know, disrespectful or rude, they're projecting that emotion onto us, and then we get frustrated. And so one of the keys that she was talking about was to kind of disconnect emotionally from your kids at times. And the point of what she was saying is that you need to not project your emotions onto them and not take their emotions onto you, but instead keep your calm by thinking about what your reaction to the situation is going to be. So you don't have control over their emotions, and you don't want them to have control over your emotions. So the better way to handle it is to think through, okay, if they do this, then this is how I'm going to respond. So one example that she gave was, like, let's say, you know, the kid keeps throwing his towel on the floor of the bathroom. And it doesn't matter how many times you tell him and how many times you remind him, or he gets in trouble or you get mad or what have you, he just keeps doing it. So instead of doing that, instead of getting involved in the emotion, just decide, okay, if he does this, then this is what I'm going to do. So you go to your kid and you say, okay, Jack, here's the deal. If you keep throwing your towel on the floor of the bathroom, that's totally up to you. But if you do that, I'm going to take the wet towel and put it on your bed. Or I'm going to take the wet towel and put it on the floor of your room, and, you know, you can deal with it. So basically what you're doing is you're taking the emotion out of it, and you're stating what you're going to do about it, what you have control over, what you're going to do about it. And then they can take it or leave it. And you have to be willing to allow them to make their own choice as to whether they're going to do it or not. Now, of course, there might be a consequence if they don't do what you asked, but you have to be willing to let them make their own mistakes and make their own choices, and for you to just set the expectations, the consequences, and the boundaries. And that was really helpful for me. I really put that into play, and it was actually kind of amazing how well it worked, to be honest. I think as a parent, I often get lazy and I do something that's really working for a while, and then I kind of just get, you know, to where I'm not, you know, working hard enough to do it. But I definitely have been trying to put that into play more, and this is actually kind of a great reminder for me just to remember to do that, because I've noticed lately, especially since school started, that I'm starting to do the, you know, beg and plead thing again, like, I can't believe you forgot your homework, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really great lesson to learn, and I will put in the description the names of the program, and also the doctors or counselors or what have you that I learned from in those programs. And I just hope that helps you guys out. I know we all struggle with frustrations and sometimes some very real, very difficult issues with our kids, and I would definitely encourage you to look into this resource. So I know it's really helped me. So thanks a lot, you guys. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. If you all want to join the conversation or get more resources, you can visit me on Instagram and Facebook at Imagine Mom, and also, of course, get advice from a lot of other great people in the group that know more than I do. And visit the website as well at imaginemom.com. Thanks for listening.